Armed Israeli settlers attacked Palestinians farming in their land in the village of Kusra, southeast of Nablus, in the northern region of the West Bank. According to eyewitnesses, over 50 settlers raided village lands and attacked Palestinians in the area.
All the family were planting their land. The settlers attacked them and they beat the wife of them. And after that, they were holding a pistol and they were trying to shoot one of the farmers.
The villagers of Kusra then went to rescue the trapped families who were fired upon by Israeli occupation forces. Forces used live as well as rubber-coated bullets, gas canisters, and stun grenades to disperse the Palestinian villagers from the area.
We went to protect the family in danger and the settlers started throwing stones at us. And as soon as we would rush towards them, the Israeli army would shoot at us. The army was protecting the settlers. The settlers were ruining the land and the soldiers were shooting at us. I was injured and brought back home.
Israeli occupation forces also fired gas canisters and stun grenades at nearby homes and animal stalls and afterwards prevented ambulances from reaching the injured Palestinians.
The army shot a gas canister at our house right under the window. Then my son went out to throw it away from the window so that his brothers and sister inside do not suffocate. As soon as he threw the gas canister, he fell down and lost consciousness from suffocation. This is the first time we encountered gas fumes of this strength.
Approximately 23 villagers from Kusra were injured in the latest confrontations with Israeli settlers and occupation forces.
Palestinian human rights organizations are gravely concerned that the phenomenon of settler violence is in a continuous state of intensification, both on terms of the number of attacks and the level of violence used. For Press TV, Hanna Kassis, Occupied Kusra.